Would all of our guests in the gallery and members and guests in the Senate chamber please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the first book of Samuel we hear, "There is no holy one like the Lord. No one besides you. There is no rock like our God." Holy God, you give us life and speech and the sense of security, for there is no one like you, our God. Direct our efforts this day as we complete this work week. Be with us as we travel home, arriving safely to be with those you have given us to love. And we pray, O Lord, that you will be present with Senator Brown as his wife goes through surgery today. We pray you will guide the hands of the surgeons and those who take care of her. And we ask that your healing spirit flow through every cell of her body and restore her to health and strength. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 7th District is here. Senator from the 4th is here. Senator from Butler, you are here. Senator from Andrew. Indeed you are. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 14th. We know that. Thank you, Senator. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 24th day, Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce guests.
Proceed.
I would like to introduce Damian Rickless from University City and recognize him as Physician of the Day. Would the chamber please recognize my special guests?
Let's welcome the Physician of the Day to the Senate chambers. Introduction of guests. Senator from Butler.
I have some special guests to introduce.
Great. Proceed.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, I have some classmates of mine. I think they were in maybe the third or fourth grade when I graduated at my school at that time. And then good friends. And they drove a long ways from the 25th District to get here today. And with us today, I have Jackie Hart from Poplar Bluff, Denise Shoemaker from Piedmont, Paula Fowler from Piedmont, and Michelle Phillips from Neelyville.
Would the guests of the Senator from Butler please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome in our chambers today? Introduction of guests, the Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County.
Right, and to your left, I want to introduce two of the first responders from St. Charles County, Assistant Chief Kelly Cope and Assistant Chief Skip Stevens. If they could please stand and be recognized by the chamber. Mr. President, I want to say not only are these gentlemen doing a great job leading some of our first responders to help save lives in St. Charles County, I've really been able to build a strong bridge with the firefighter community, and they've been instrumental in helping move some good legislation that allows us to help firefighters do their jobs. I am appreciative of the work we've been able to do together, and I would ask that the body make them.
Let's give a warm welcome to these first responders from St. Charles County. The chair would like to introduce a very special guest on behalf of the senator from the 7th District, I am honored on my right and your left to have Bobby Seit with us from Kansas City. Please help me welcome Bobby to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. If we could have some order in the Senate chamber so we can hear the Secretary read the very important piece of legislation from the Senator of Newton County, it would be greatly appreciated. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 422, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to the assignment of benefits for creditors.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Webster County.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a bill, and there's no explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 423, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to automated external defibrillators.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 424, introduced by Senator Lutemeyer, an act relating to land banks.
Senator from the 8th District, please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 425, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to concentrated animal feeding operations.
Senator from the 8th, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, I would, President. Thank
Please
you.
Please proceed.
Thank you. This bill deals with concentrated animal feeding operations. In my 8 years in the General Assembly, I have been a supporter of all things ag. Because I've represented a more suburban district than a rural area, I looked to rural legislators I trusted when it came to agricultural policy because it impacted their communities and generally not mine. In the past year, I have found those policies do not just affect rural communities. A CAFO has been built close to my district that has many of my constituents alarmed and fearing for their quality of life. This bill was filed with them in mind. There are four main components to this bill. A major issue in my district is that we are a planned zone county, and the CAFO is in an adjoining county with no planning and no zoning, close to the line. This bill will require a buffer in those situations. The second provision is that the operator of a CAFO must show they have the financial resources to operate and close the facility. The third part is permits. In the past, there were two permits required, one to build the facility and another to operate it. In 2013, the legislator eliminated the construction permit and now only requires an operational permit. This bill reverses that process, requires a building permit so the public hearings would take place before the investment is made. And finally is odor control. This will likely be the most contentious part of this bill, and I'm open to changes. I have looked at ways to use census tracts and county population densities, but with the limited time, I was unable to come up with correct or appropriate language. This bill simply applies 1A CAFO odor controls to 1B CAFOs, but again, this is something that I'm open to negotiating. I'm hoping people will come into my office and we'll talk. I filed this bill to have a conversation about this issue. My hope is that we can work on the bill so that it is a product that helps our residential communities and agricultural operations that coexist in this state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton County was first on his feet.
Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and my right, I have five members up from my district. Mindy Skaggs, Corin Skaggs, Kai Skaggs, Bethany Carter, and Lucas Levano. They're up today touring the Capitol and observing how government works. They're homeschooled and would like the body to please give them a very warm welcome.
Let's welcome these guests from the center of Newton County. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I would like to introduce a special guest as well.
Are you seeking unanimous consent to introduce special guests, Senator?
I am seeking unanimous consent.
Hearing
That's
no
exactly
objection.
What I'm seeking.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right, to my left, my wife is here today with us. Obviously, she loves to come out here and be embarrassed by me, but yesterday we celebrated our 31st anniversary, so she came up last night, we had dinner, and she's here this morning, and so I would like the body to embarrass her and make her feel welcome. So
let's welcome the saintly lady from Franklin County. Senator from Franklin, may I inquire of you?
I guess.
Would you agree with the rest of the body that the two women sitting there are saints for putting up with you?
Yes.
Thank you.
I concur.
We just
yes.
wanted to confirm that.
I do
Thank
concur.
You, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 426, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to the Missouri ABLE program.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Jefferson County. Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Is this the last bill of the day for you? Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the Senator from Jefferson's last bill for today.
Senate Bill number 427, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to the concealed carry permit system.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Greene County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation at this time, Mr. President. You're doing a smashing job up there as usual.
Thank you, Senator. It's an inappropriate comment, but we'll take it. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 428, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to hospital patients in law enforcement custody.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
I would like to ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce to my left and your right, Mrs. Dave Schatz as an honored guest.
Let's welcome again Mrs. Dave Schatz to the Senate body.
Chamber could recognize her for putting up with 31 years. Thank you.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 14th. May the chair inquire of you. I can tell you after 8 years in this building, kissing up to the pro tem will do no good.
Thank you for the advice, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Needs no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 429, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for certain building materials.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield to an inquiry?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, for accepting my inquiry. I wanted to visit with you a little bit about, you've got a bill that's been sent to Agriculture Committee, and is it Senate Bill 391?
Senate Bill 391, yes. I filed a bill, I think it was last Thursday, that deals with the health ordinances in some of these counties that would allow the feeding operations to operate in those communities.
Right, and no, I appreciate you filing that bill. I think that I haven't read all the entire bill yet, but I know the concept I definitely support. And I know, you know, my friend and colleague, the senator from the 8th, just talked a little bit about, he's filing a bill. It basically sounds like it's the contra of what you filed. And
yes, it does sound like that. I haven't read his bill either, but we have discussed it. But yeah, I think, you know, a lot of these farms are, you know, these young people want to stay on the farms, and I think the piece of legislation that I filed will help keep them on the farm, help set up an operation, and Department of Natural Resources is told me they have a way of monitoring all those things, and they got regulations in place. And I've heard from different groups, financial group, ag groups, farmers, that that they think DNR is doing a good job monitoring these operations.
Great. That's good to hear. I know the facility that the center was talking about is actually in my district. It's kind of on the edge of my district, and our districts adjoin each other. But, you know, most certainly with agriculture being the number one industry in this state, and, you know, now we've got the new, it seems like there's always a constant attack on agriculture. And, you know, this facility, what they're trying to do is make Missouri-raised beef and sell Missouri-raised beef right here in the state of Missouri. And I've had the opportunity to go and tour and visit their facility. I know that the many things that, and it's very much a state-of-the-art facility. They've done many things in order to try and, you know, mitigate any smell or runoff and things like that. And they've been trying to comply with the multitude of regulations that are out there. But, you know, whether it's things like this, I mean, in Johnson County, Missouri, we don't have zoning. And we have voted down zoning. The citizens of Johnson County have voted down zoning ordinances time after time after time. Now, I know the adjacent county, Jackson County, does have zoning, and that's great. I mean, their citizens want to have zoning. They voted in zoning. There's zoning ordinances out in the county. But in Johnson County, we don't. And we've consistently voted down those zoning ordinances. And so what I fear is that, you know, we in Johnson County, we decide that, hey, we do not want zoning. We don't want to be zoned. We, you know, leave our agriculture, our farmers alone. But now we could be, you know, if some opponents had their way, we could be forced to comply with what our neighboring county's ordinances are, even though we voted down those ordinances ourselves. And then when you see things like the new Green Deal, and I can't pronounce the Democrat representative's name, but, you know, where she's got the new Green Deal, it would outlaw cow flatulence. And I guess that's the best term I can word for it. And just some of the things that it would do, it just seems like there is a constant attack on agriculture. And again, you know, Missouri agriculture is the number one industry in Missouri. We used to have the stockyards in Kansas City, and we had the stockyards right in downtown Kansas City. It was definitely the hub of you know, cattle and everything agriculture went on in the state of Missouri. But now we just continue to see attack after attack after attack by certain groups against our way of life, against our lifestyle. You know, I think that here in the state of Missouri, you know, one farmer feeds, I don't know, around 60 people plus you. And, you know, if you have no farms, there's no food. And many people, I think, sometimes forget that. You know, they think that groceries or food comes from the grocery store.
Right.
You know? Yeah. You know, if you need more food, you just go to the grocery store. That's where all food comes from. They forget about everything that happens before that particular food item gets to the grocery store, the farms and the men and women that work on our farms and work in agriculture. And I know with you being the agriculture chair, I know you're a big champion for agriculture. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit and find out more about your bill. And I appreciate you explaining it, and I appreciate the senator from the 8th and you know, some of his concerns. But overall, you know, here in Missouri, we support agriculture. We support farm to market. We support growing, you know, our farmers. We support growing food. And is there going to be some smell sometimes? Most certainly. Most certainly. That's how it's going to be. And in fact, when I grew up in Osage County, every once in a while, I'd say, man, what's that smell? And I'd have one of my farmer buddies say, well, it smells like money to me. Tell me that all the time. It smells like money to me. So thank you for accepting my inquiry, Senator.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Barry County.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
He does. Proceed.
You all were talking about agriculture.
Yes, sir.
And the importance of it for the state of Missouri. One of my counties, Lawrence County, has more cows in that county than any other county in Missouri.
Congratulations.
Well, yes,
let's go.
And we also have poultry processing plants.
What?
We have poultry processing plants.
Sir.
We have Tyson's, we have George's, and we have Simmons. And
they say it smells like money down there, too.
I was, when the senator from Warrensburg was talking about that, and I said, I think I mentioned that to you also, that we have that same saying in our neck of the woods, that it smells like money to us. But getting to that point, the fact that a lot of the agriculture, cattle prices go up and down.
Right.
Yeah, as you know.
We can ask the senator from Green. He knows about that.
Yes. Sometimes you have good years. Sometimes you have bad years. And a lot of our smaller farms in my district, these growing chickens or poultry houses have been a lifesaver. I mean, it's enabled them to stay on their farms. It's enabled them to provide a living for their family for now and for generations to come. And so it's been a real lifesaver, these poultry houses, for our local citizens in my district.
They don't have to worry about the fluctuation and the price of beef. The only thing they got to worry about is the cost of propane going up and down, keeping the turkeys warm.
Yes. That's the main problems sometimes that occurs with the poultry houses is the price of propane. As long as the propane prices are down, then they're making money, and I want them to make money.
And also, you know, they don't need a lot of acreage. You know, a lot of people can't afford thousands of acres like the senator from Green to put his cattle on. So this, you know, they can do this in a smaller area and still make a little money doing it.
That's right. That's right. And usually most of the people that have the poultry houses on their land, usually a lot of them, they work somewhere else also. And they do this as a supplement. But it works out really good. But anyway, I just wanted to put my two cents
there. All right, thank you,
because
Senator.
Agriculture is very important. I think people think, well, he has Branson and he has, you know, all this, the Table Rock Lake. But we also have a lot of good farmland and a lot of agriculture.
I do too. You know, I represent Cole County, which isn't really rural, but the rest of my district is pretty rural. And we have a lot of the turkey barns in our area too.
I wish we had the quality of dirt in my area that you do in your area.
Yeah,
we have quite a few rocks.
Imagine we could truck some down there for you.
I know you could. Thank you for the inquiry.
Senator from Butler County.
Inquire the senator from Berry.
Senator from Berry, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
I was just curious a while ago when I was having my guests introduced, and I said I had friends here.
Yes, I was
surprised. Chuckle.
I was kind of surprised. I didn't know if you. I guess you do have some friends, don't you?
Well, I just wanted to make sure you knew that I had friends, but I noticed that chuckle you had just a moment ago, and I wanted to make sure that's what you were chuckling about.
Well, I shouldn't speak because, you know, I live a long ways from the Capitol. You live a long ways from the Capitol. And when we do have guests, it's really special because you know how far they've had to come.
That's right. Did you know that the senator from Green must be a cattle baron or something?
He is a cattle baron. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Amber Rao from KOMU TV8 has been granted permission to take video in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be reports of standing committees.
Senator from Berry. Senator from Berry.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 76, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 132, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 65, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 100, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 69, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
It's just one. Transportation. Oh, that's right. 147. What is up here? I wrote a timing. That's all right. Is it just one? Transportation? Mm-hmm.
2C. Yeah. Okay. Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 147, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 291, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 267, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 252, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 167, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 45, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 292, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Eigel, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Big Industry has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report. Senator Johnson, we're going to send that back. I think there's some paperwork that needs to be addressed, and so we'll get back to you. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill 213, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 197, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 184, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
203. Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 283, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 180, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator White, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Try this again, Mr. President. I think we had the wrong form on top. Your Committee on Small Business and Big Industry has a report.
Send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 10, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 224, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 12 and 123, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 9, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 2, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lukemeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Boone County.
I'd seek unanimous consent to introduce two very special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. With you on the dais today are two esteemed individuals that I'm proud to be able to introduce to the Missouri Senate. Behind you, to your left and my right, is Coach Barry Odom, who is the coach of the Mizzou football team. He has been there for, I think, the past 3 years and is doing an absolutely phenomenal job. He is beloved in Columbia. He played for the University of Missouri, was a linebacker, and has been a tremendous asset both to our school and to our community. To your right and our left is Coach Robin Pinchton, who is the ladies' basketball coach. I told Coach Pinchton that before this year, I admitted a little bit of a guilt that I had only watched about two or three Mizzou ladies basketball games. This year I've probably watched close to 15. And if you haven't watched the Mizzou women play basketball, find them on TV. They are a heck of a basketball team, very well coached. One of their most recent wins was an upset of number five Mississippi State, who was, I believe, undefeated at the time in the SEC. So they are doing tremendous things. These are two very, very valuable assets, not only to my community and the school, one of the schools that I represent, but I believe to the state of Missouri. And I would ask the Missouri Senate to make them feel very welcome in the chamber today.
Let's give a warm Mizzou welcome to these two fantastic coaches in the Senate chamber today. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, we have Jamie Reese and 16 students from the Cape Girardeau, Missouri Prodigy Leadership Academy. If they would please stand and be welcomed by the Senate.
Let's welcome these guests from Cape Girardeau County. Senator from Boone County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading. First bill is Senate bill number 28, the Senator from Andrew Atchison, Nottoway, et al. Counties is in the chamber, is seemingly hurrying to his station. As the Chairman of Appropriations, take your time. You have a lot of friends now. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 28 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Andrew County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 28 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Andrew County. Senator, would you care to explain that bill?
I certainly would, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is the low-income housing tax credit bill that we perfected the other day. Just for a recap of it a little bit, this bill simply deals with capping the program, and we have capped the program at the agreed to amount from this august body of 72.5% of the federal tax credit on the 9% credits. We have a lower cap of $4 million on the 4% credits, and that's down from $6 million. That's where we ended up, you know, Mr. President, is really at the 72.5% credit of the federal tax credits. And so with that, I'd be happy to take any questions. Otherwise, Mr. President, I would renew my motion.
The senator from Andrew County has moved that the Senate substitute for the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 28 be third read and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion and...
Senator from Andrew renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 28 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 28, an act relating to low-income housing tax credits. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Dallas County. Senator from the second. Votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 21, the senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 21 be taken up for third reading, final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Butler County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Butler, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 21 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill, and would you point out to the body that there is an emergency clause?
There is an emergency clause. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 21 was perfected on Monday evening, which allows the voters of Portageville to vote on a 1/4 cent sales tax increase to fund a school resource officer. Plus, there was a couple other similar amendments put on at that time.
Senator from Butler has moved that Senate Bill number 21 be read for a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Butler, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Butler renews his motion that Senate Bill number 21 with an emergency clause be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill number 21, an act relating to local sales taxes with an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, can you call the absentees?
Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentees?
Senators Brown, Nasheed, Riddle,
by your vote of 26 aye and 5 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Butler County, you are recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the emergency clause.
Senator from Butler has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Barton votes aye. Senator from the 15th votes no. By your vote of 27 aye and 4 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 90, the senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 90 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Butler County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. And now I move the Senate Bill 90 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I do. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 90 would require all employers of 50 or more workers to report quarterly wage information electronically. It will allow the Division of Employment Security to communicate with employers and claimants by electronic means and requires three work search contacts for each work each week a person is claiming unemployment benefits. Finally, Mr. President, the senator from Berry added an amendment which will allow the department to mail assessments by certified mail instead of registered mail. That's about it, Mr. President.
The senator from Butler County has moved for the third reading and finally passage of the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 90. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin County.
To inquire the senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, is this a good business bill?
It's a great business, but it's also good for the citizens.
Well, good. I'm all about what's good for business.
I'm not about a special interest bill. This is good for everybody.
I am one of those businesses that will be impacted. Obviously, I have more than 50 employees, and so obviously I just want to make sure this is good for business. If it is, Senator, I'll be voting yes on your bill.
Well, the good news is if you still like to do it by paper, you can.
Well, I will have to talk to the gals in the office how they like to do it, but I'll make sure that
say postage.
I'll make sure they know they have an option.
I like that.
I'll make sure. Thank you.
Further discussion, Senator from the Senator from the 13th District.
May I inquire of the Senator from Butler?
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Sorry, Senator, should have did this the other day, but I just want to refresh. This has nothing to do with reducing or adding benefits, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and it doesn't change the amount of weeks that you can file for unemployment?
That's correct.
Okay. All you're doing is making sure folks do it, a work search?
Well, what we're doing is, you know, that was a moving target all the time, and now we're just saying it's three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And before, it could have been two, could have been four. So we're just putting it in. It's three.
Great. That's all I got. I didn't mean to prolong it on third read. Thanks, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Further discussion. It's getting just a little bit loud in here. Let's take our conversations outside if needed so that we can hear the senator be recognized to close on his bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Butler County renews his motion that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 90 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 90, an act relating to employment security. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 31 ayes and 0 noes, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 36, the senator from Callaway, Senator from Boone.
On behalf of the senator from Callaway, would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill number 134, the senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 134 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 134 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This just clarifies a drafting error from 2007 where there was a lot of confusion and subject to competing interpretations. So, as a result of this change, the solid waste management law would now become clear and there wouldn't be competing interpretations of how penalties can be assessed on violations relating to a solid waste disposal area or a solid waste processing facility. And with that, I close.
Thank you for your aggressiveness, Senator, but you haven't been recognized to close just yet. The senator from Cape Girardeau County has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 134. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are now recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Cape Girardeau County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 134 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 134, an act relating to solid waste penalty assessments. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
by your vote of 29 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be Senate concurrent resolutions. Senate concurrent resolution number 5, the senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate concurrent resolution number 5 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your concurrent resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've done this twice before in 2014 and 2015, setting up the Joint Committee on Solid Waste Management District Operations in those districts. Have asked if we would do that a third time, and the Solid Waste Management District Operations Joint Committee does is they examine solid waste management operations, and they look at efficiency, effectiveness, reasonableness of cost and expenses to the Missouri taxpayers. So we hold public hearings, and people can testify, and it's been very good in 2014 and 15, and now we'd like to do it again, and that would be disbanded at the end of 2019 in December. I'll entertain any questions.
Senator from Cape Girardeau County has moved for the adoption of Senate concurrent resolution number 5. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton County.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Cape Girardeau?
Senator from Cape, do you yield to an inquiry? He does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you. This was apparently in and out of committee before we got the system squared away, so the committee vote is not recorded. Was it unanimous out of the Rules Committee?
Yes.
Okay, it was. That was all. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator from Cape Girardeau, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Cape Girardeau County moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution and call the roll.
How about Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Webster, votes aye. By her vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the resolution has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on that same calendar, I'd ask that you recognize me for a motion on SCR 10.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that SCR 10 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. Senator, the concurrent resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 10 is the audit of the auditor resolution. This is done on odd number years by the General Assembly. It is instructed by statute to audit the auditor in section 29.351. It is paid for out of the joint contingent fund of the General Assembly, and we will employ an independent CPA or CPA firm to do so. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The Senator from Boone County has moved for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone County renews his motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Green, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the resolution has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Boone County.
Staying on that same calendar, I'd ask that you recognize the Senator from Barrie for a motion on SCR 12.
Senator from Barrie County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that SCR 12 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Barrie County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Once again, the eye appears to have it. The eye does have it. Senator, your resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Gold Star Families Memorial is going to be located at the College of the Ozarks in my district. This memorial honors Gold Star families or those who have lost immediate family members killed in their service to our country. This memorial preserves the memory of the fallen and is a reminder that freedom is not free. No state funds are involved in this. It's completely paid for by College of the Ozarks. And it's just fitting that it should be there in Point Lookout, Missouri. So with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Berry County has moved for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Berry, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Berry County renews his motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, aye. Bernsketter, aye. Brown, Burleson, aye. Searpoy, aye. Crawford, aye. Cunningham, aye. Curls, Igel, Emery, aye. Hageman, aye. Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, aye. Koenig, aye. Leibler, aye. Luchtmeyer, aye. May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, aye. Onder, aye. Riddle, Rizzo, aye. Romine, aye. Rowden, aye. Sater, Schatz, aye. Shoup, aye. Sifton, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, White, aye. Whelan, aye. Williams,
aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the resolution has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator, staying on that calendar, do you recognize the senator from the 24th for a motion on SCR 6?
Senator from the 24th District.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that SCR 6 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 24th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a resolution that was actually heard last year in your committee and this year again in the Committee on Rules and passed unanimously out of that committee. This is a resolution that deals with the People's Republic of China and the practitioners of Falun Gong in China. These practitioners have been persecuted for their spiritual practice that involves transparency, openness, and a practice not unlike the practice of yoga in the United States. These, in the country of China, the People's Republic of China, Communist China, the people who are practitioners have been persecuted and actually, it is strongly believed, killed for their organs. And what we know about China is that people can go there and within hours or within a week, have an organ transplant, unlike any other place in the world where sometimes it takes years to be able to receive those organs. People are waiting in line to get them. They go to China and get them immediately, and it is strongly believed that it is because the People's Republic is killing off these practitioners of Falun Gong. We heard in committee testimony that is heart-wrenching from people who have been persecuted themselves or whose relatives are still in China and who are prisoners of conscience there. So this resolution calls upon the United States to take up this issue, to investigate this. It calls upon the People's Republic of China to stop taking the lives and persecuting people who are people of conscience who are practicing Falun Gong. So I am asking for us to join in many other states across the nation who have already put forth this resolution and to see if we can stop this horrific human rights violation in practice in the People's Republic of China.
The senator from the 24th District has moved for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from the 24th, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator from the 24th District renews her motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the resolution has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 324 with House Amendment 1, entitled An Act Relating to the Offense of Unlawful Use of Unnamed Aircraft. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 113, entitled An Act Relating to Minimum Terms of Imprisonment. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 321, entitled An Act Relating to Limited Liability Companies. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 402, entitled An Act Relating to Traffic Control Signals. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 242, entitled An Act Relating to Death Investigations, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, as we have done the last number of weeks, the last items of business will be second reading of bills. You are welcome to stay, but you do not have to. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from the 15th.
Announcement. Your committee on Ways and Means will meet for a quick executive session upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be second reading of Senate bills. I would remind our colleagues we have not adjourned. We are trying to hear the President Pro Tem of the Senate read Senate bills and the reader read those bills. Please have order in the chamber. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 334.
Senate Bill 334, an act relating to the offense of driving with prohibited blood, alcohol, or drug content.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 335.
Senate Bill 335, an act relating to the sale of certain medical marijuana products.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 336.
Senate Bill 336, an act relating to child care facilities.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 337.
Senate Bill 337, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 338.
Senate Bill 338, an act relating to emergency contraception coverage for Mo Health Net participants.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 339.
Senate Bill 339, an act relating to mortgage broker licensing.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 340.
Senate Bill 340, an act relating to alcohol trade practices.
General Laws, Senate Bill 341.
Senate Bill 341, an act relating to death investigations.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 342.
Senate Bill 342, an act relating to the designation of memorial infrastructure.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 343.
Senate Bill 343, an act relating to fantasy sports contests.
General Laws, Senate Bill 344.
Senate Bill 344, an act relating to retail storage and transport of alcohol.
General Laws, Senate Bill 345.
Senate Bill 345, an act relating to abortion.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 346.
Senate Bill 346, an act relating to insurance coverage of prescription contraceptives.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 347.
Senate Bill 347, an act relating to insurance holding companies.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 348.
Senate Bill 348, an act relating to the minimum wage rate required to be paid to employees of private religious schools.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 349.
Senate Bill 349, an act relating to reading intervention in schools.
Government Reform. Senate Bill 350.
Senate Bill 350, an act relating to the removal of a tenant from a commercial property.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 351.
Senate Bill 351, an act relating to teacher reining on trauma-informed approach.
Education, Senate Bill 352.
Senate Bill 352, an act relating to cultural competency training for healthcare professionals.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill 353, an act relating to opioid-controlled substance prescriptions.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 354.
Senate Bill 354, an act relating to Motor Vehicle Franchise Practices Act.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 355.
Senate Bill 355, an act relating to a tax credit for new business facilities.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 356.
Senate Bill 356, an act relating to poaching.
Ag, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 357.
Senate Bill 357, an act relating to the practice of pharmacy.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 358.
Senate Bill 358, an act relating to the Health Professional Student Loan Repayment Program.
Education, Senate Bill 359.
Senate Bill 359, an act relating to vehicle safety inspections.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 360.
Senate Bill 360, an act relating to foster parents.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 361.
Senate Bill 361, an act relating to the protection of children from sex trafficking.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 362.
Senate Bill 362, an act relating to in-home services.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 363.
Senate Bill 363, an act relating to background checks.
SJR 16.
Senator from Franklin, would you tell us the committee you're going to refer 363 to?
Oh, sorry. Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety.
Thank you, Senator.
SJR 16.
Senate Joint Resolution 16, an act relating to the process by which laws are approved by the General Assembly following action by the people.
Local Government and Elections, SJR 18.
Senate Joint Resolution 18, an act relating to the verification of the immigration status of certain persons.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, SJR 20.
Senate Joint Resolution 20, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, SJR 21.
Senate Joint Resolution 21, an act relating to county consolidation.
local government and elections. House Committee substitute for House Bill 67.
Senator, we need to change the order of business to go to House bills. Senator from Boone.
Objection. The Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be second reading of House bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee substitute for House Bill 67.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 67, an act relating to municipal courts.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Could you please refer Senate Bill 3 from the Committee on Judiciary, Criminal, and Civil Jurisprudence to the Committee on Progress and Development?
That bill shall be so re-referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on Monday, February 25th, 2019.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday at 4 p.m., February 25th, 2019 A.D.